TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Jan with some ideas from the gardening expert at the MK Pulse magazine based in Milton Keynes. Here's a controversial thing. If they aren't interfering with your best garden displays, would you consider letting gastropods live free in your garden? Slugs and snails have long been treated with contempt by green-fingered types, but things are changing. The Royal Horticultural Society has had a rethink regarding slugs and snails, and they are no longer classed as pests. Instead, they will be promoted as a positive part of a garden's ecosystem. And rightly so. Those great big slugs that take our attention as they slowly slide around our outside spaces actually munch their way through dead and decaying plant material and other debris. You might want to think of them as important mini compost machines. Aside from clearing the old plants, they are predated on by other garden residents who are themselves struggling to survive. Hedgehog numbers are declining, so too are many of our garden bird species, and both are partial to slugs and snails. Frogs and toads gobble them up too. Slugs have their place in our outside spaces, and so too do snails. It is also a misconception to think that all snails and slugs attack your green stuff. But of course there are a proportion that do, and if your cabbages have been catastrophically munched or your blooms devoured, it can be devastating, especially after so much hard work has gone into growing them. A ban on slug pellets was brought in a few years ago. They often contain metaldehyde, which doesn't just stop the slug dead, it is also harmful to birds, hedgehogs and even dogs. And you should never reach for the salt pot either. It's important to remember that slugs just do what slugs do. Introducing salt causes osmosis and sucks water from their bodies until they die of dehydration. You wouldn't pour salt into an open wound or rub it into your eye because you know that it is excruciatingly painful. So please don't do it to creatures that are all the more fragile. Besides, no matter how you try, you'll never eradicate them completely. But there are humane, natural ways to help keep your plant life happy. Coffee grounds, recycled wood pellets, garlic and copper tape all annoy them, and could keep your marigolds looking marvellous and your pumpkins perky. Well, you get the idea. A sacrificial bed comprising plants that snails and slugs can feast on, thus leaving your other garden growers alone, is a smart way to garden harmony. And this month's top tip is, it's a familiar sight in our herb gardens and borders, and English lavender is currently in mid-bloom with its many pretty petite and very fragrant flowers. The herb is also used to help with a number of ailments and conditions, most famously as an aid to sleep. If you are struggling with insomnia, lavender may be your new best friend. If it's growing in your garden, now is a great time to prune the flowers. Cut the stems by taking around a third of its growth, but no more. Bunch them together and hang upside down for use later on.
TNF Soundings.